When Coach Vermeil came, they wanted somebody from the organization to go up and represent the club. Well, I've been going up since 1980, and we were at the Sheraton, we were at the Marriott Marquis, the Javits Center, Madison Square Garden, and then now we're bounced at Radio City, and we've been there for about 6 years now. Radio City's the big one. That's big time. When we started at the Sheraton, we were in the hotel, in the ballroom of the hotel, and it was one person per team. It was 12 rounds. And it wasn't televised. As it grew, when we moved to the Marriott Marquis, it started to get big. And ESPN had just started. They had one truck at the draft. Now it goes, there's trucks around the block from all over the world that go to the draft. And so now there's two TV stations that do it, and it's just gone crazy up there with the amount of people and what they do for the draft. Well, you know, haven't done it so long, no, you don't get nervous now. You always got nervous when you first did it. The war room here will call me. We're taking John Docherty, and I, you know, from USC. And I said, okay, give me his first name, give me his last name, spell it, then give me the school he's played at, and what position is he? And that's how it gets written on the card. And then we actually just take the card. The fallacy is that, you know, you run the card to the table. Well, all we really do with the card is go like that. And there's a league person right behind us that picks the card up, and they take the card to the front desk. Oh, it can get intense. It can get real intense when you get down to the 30-second mark to try to find out. Whoever's picking the first pick this year, I'll tell Howie right away before it goes out on TV. Sometimes it goes out on TV before we even get it. But it's really a smooth operation, very smooth. Probably the Donovan McNabb draft was the craziest draft that I've been involved in. The amount of publicity, that was the highest pick that I've been involved in. You know, to have the number two pick, that was pretty cool. And, of course, he was a great player for us. Everywhere in New York City is the NFL draft. There's signs everywhere for it. When you walk to the draft, the day of the draft, and the roads are closed down for the NFL experience, and the red carpets are out, and the lights are on Radio City, and you see the NFL draft on Radio City, it's exciting. I can't lie to you. It's cool. Once you get in and sit down at the table, and you get through the first round, because the first round's exciting. Everybody knows the people in the first round. When you get to round seven, not as exciting. But it is the show. Up there, we're all there for the show. Right now, it's the last go, but that's up to Jeffrey and Howie and them. I'd be more than happy to go every year. You know, just keep doing it. It'd be something to do for the Eagles. Never going to leave the Eagles. You retire, but you're never going to leave here. It's been the life, and the draft will be fun. This is 32 for me. So you go way back to Mike Quicks and Jerry Robinsons and those people, and you look at the different drafts that we've had, and we've had some real, real good ones, and we've had some that, you know, didn't work out. But even the guys that they wanted that didn't work out, every other team wanted those same guys. So when you say this guy was a bust or that guy was a bust, they were a bust for everybody else too, because everybody wanted them. And you know, the draft's a lucky thing to be able to get a guy that can really play for you for a long time. And you know, we've been very fortunate with a lot of those guys.